Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 23, from the New Living Translation. Parable of the Persistent Widow. One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, "Give me justice in this dispute with my enemy." The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, "I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice, because she is wearing me out with her constant requests." Then the Lord said, "Learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on earth who have faith?" Parable of the Pharisee and Tax Collector. Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer: "I thank you, God, that I am not like other people, cheaters, sinners, adulterers. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give you a tenth of my income." But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, "O God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner." I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus blesses the children. One day some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But when the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering him. Then Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." The rich man. Once a religious leader asked Jesus this question: "Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. Honor your father and mother." The man replied, "I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young." When Jesus heard his answer, he said, "There is still one thing you haven't done. Sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But when the man heard this, he became very sad, for he was very rich.
Today's passage challenges us to check our hearts to ensure that we are anchored in Jesus and his commandment to love. We have an opportunity to reflect on who and what we rely on. Do we rely on our works, our prayers, or our service to God to justify our actions and our attitudes? Or are we humble, allowing ourselves to remember the cross, that we are justified by grace alone, by faith in Jesus alone, and by the work on the cross, deserving nothing, but having access to everything that he has for us by prayer and humility? Let's approach God like children again today, full of faith, expectation, hope, joy, and endless persistence. Persistence is a key to answered prayer. I wonder, what have you and I stopped praying for? Whose salvation have we stopped believing and asking for? Whose healing have we lost hope for? And what breakthrough have we stopped pursuing? Where have we lost hope for our church and for our nation? Father, we pray today that you would rekindle a pure hope in the work of Jesus on the cross, that you would remind us of the essence of love, that we would throw off every weight that entangles us, that we would experience a height and a depth and the weightiness of your love, and that everything else will fade in comparison to who you are and to your call to follow you and to become like you. I ask for everyone under the sound of my voice that you would rekindle the desires, the hopes, the dreams that we have that are unfulfilled, and that you would help us to keep asking, keep knocking, and to be persistent in humility, but an expectation that you desire to answer our prayers. Lord, would you do miracles for those who are listening and praying today? Let's take time to examine our deepest heart's longings and ask again.